Okay, after Ashir last time, Yossi asked a question which I just want to begin by addressing. We had discussed previously the din of whether a kesem creates a vest, and we also discussed in Machlokas Rishonim as to whether if a woman has a flow that proceeds for a number of days, do all those days constitute a Yom HaVest or only the first day? And we pass in the first day. But Yossi raised a question about the following situation. Let's say a woman has a Re'iyah on day one, day two, day three, and then she stops, and there's no Re'iyah at all on day four. And then the Re'iyah picks up again on day five. So do we view day five as somewhat disconnected from the previous days as far as establishing Vestas? So this question is addressed by the Chavis Das, as well as by the Alter Rebbe in his Shulchan Aruch. The Chavis Das is in Siman Kuf Pei Dalid, Beurim Tesvav, sorry, Beurim Zayin and Chidushim Tesvav, Beurim Zayin Chidushim Tesvav, and the Alter Rebbe in Siman Kuf Pei Tes, the end of Sif Katan Kuf Yudbei. So let's just read that latter citation together. The Aruch HaShulchan in the end of Kuf Pei Tes. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes as follows. So if a woman be nidusa has a secondary re'iyah within 7 days. So if that secondary re'iyah coincides with a vest kavua, then that would be of concern to us. But if it doesn't coincide with the vest kavua, we view that as being nigrar after the initial re'iyah. Aval kodem shenikba in lahachmir bo kol kach lachush lo misafek, shamatik be'enu kedar shechosh mishar vest she'enu kavua. Since she anyway is bimei nidusa, so it's much more likely that the don that she sees now is simply a continuation of that don nidus that she saw initially, and that's considered to be a part of the same ri'iyah, and therefore doesn't create another vest. So that din in Kuf Pei Daled, where we paskin against the other possibility in the Ravid, that if a woman has a continuous Re'iyah spanning a few days, the only day that concerns us as far as being Koveya Yom HaVest is the first day. So if it was the case, says the Alter Rebbe, that in our scenario where a woman sees on day one, day two, day three, she stops on day four, she sees again on day five. If it was the case that day five is a new Yom HaVest, then the Mechaber should have spelled that out. The fact that he was so same indicates that there's no distinction. Even in that case, we're not concerned about a new vest. And then he says that that's Mefurash in the Beis Yosef. I'm not exactly sure what he means the Beis Yosef there in Kuf Pei Daled. You can take a look. But that's what the Alter Rebbe says, Ladina. And the Chavis Das basically comes out the same way, that if there is a Ves Kavua, so then that would perhaps be a different calculus, meaning if a woman sees on day one, day two, day three, and then she doesn't see on day four, and then she sees on day five again, but that day five in combination with her pattern of Re'ios the previous 2 months could create a Ves Kavua. So that would be of concern. But short of that, we're not concerned. Rabbi Forrest has a little bit of an arichas on this in the end of volume one, appendix number D, letter D. So the way he explains the Chavis Das, which may be a slight embellishment, I didn't see this explicit in the Chavis Das there, but you can take a look. But the way he explains the Chavis Das is that if you are taking into consideration of Ves Kavua, so then the reason that changes the calculus is because we're looking for the most logical explanation as to how to understand the Re'ios that are being experienced. So if a woman doesn't have a Ves Kavua to indicate otherwise, so then the most logical explanation is that if a woman sees a few days and she stops for a day and then sees another day, then that's a continuation of the original Re'ia. If, however, that second Re'ia can now combine with previous month's Re'ias to create a Ves Kavua, so then maybe that becomes as logical or more logical explanation as to that Re'ia, because it's in the same pattern as what she had been seeing previously. So there could be a different calculus. But short of establishing a Ves Kavua, in this case, we only look at the day of the initial Re'ia as a day of consequence for establishing an Onus Avest. The Chazon Ish in Simen Pei Hei Os Mem Gimel says that the breaking point or the demarcation line would be after 7 days. So as long as the follow-up Re'ia that she sees is within 7 days of the original Re'ia, so then you can say that's Rasim Yimayim Pasuach, that's part of the original Re'ia and doesn't create another vest. But if the follow-up vest is on day eight, or the follow-up Re'ia is on day eight or later, so then you can't really connect that anymore to the original Re'ia, and that would create a new calculation for Onus Avest and for a calculation of Vestas. Yeah, Usher.
I don't really understand Rabbi Morgenstern's explanation of the Chavis Das, because if we're already saying that with a woman who has Vestra and Okavua, the most likely the reason that she is seeing blood on day five is just a continuation from the same dom that stopped on day three. If that were to happen many times in the context of Vestas Kavua, wouldn't we just say that there is a precedent that a woman's Re'ia stops and then restarts on day five? Like, why should the logic be any different?
First of all, it's Rabbi Forrest, just for the record.
But what he
was explaining is that, let's say a woman the previous month the woman sees Dam in Hei Nisan. That's day one of her Re'ia. She sees Dam in Hei Iyar. That's day one of her Re'ia. And then she sees Dam in Aleph Sivan, Bei Sivan, Gimel Sivan, nothing in Dalet Sivan, and she sees again on Hei Sivan. Mm-hmm. Right? So I could view the Dam that she sees on Hei Sivan as a continuation of the Dam that she started seeing on Aleph Sivan. And okay, in a vacuum, that would be the most rational explanation. But if I take a step back and I look at the patterns, so 1 second, she saw Dam Hei Nisan, Hei Iyar, and now she sees Dam on Hei Sivan. So maybe that's Ves HaChodesh. Maybe that's connected to the day of the month where she was just one short of creating a Ves Kavua, and this could create a Ves Kavua for that Ves HaChodesh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't understand the case. Thank you.
I'm sorry. So in that situation where it's as logical, or maybe more logical, at least as logical, to connect the dots to the previous month's Re'ios, so mm-hmm. then you would have to take into consideration that day five is a new Onus Avest.
I understand. Thank you.
Okay, great. So let's move on now to our feature topic for today, which is whether a Haflaga Aruka could be uprooted by a Haflaga Kitsara. Yeah. I've just noticed a few times in the Siman that certain things in the order Shulchan Aruch are not necessarily logically sequential. I mean, there is a sequence and a reason, but as we noted in the context of the Vesta Sirug, the Mechaber introduces Vesta Sirug L'Rosh Chodesh before he introduces a standard Vesta Sirug. And by Vesta Dilug also, there are permutations introduced before the Iker Din. So here also, the Rama discusses some of the details of being Oker a Vest before the Mechaber gives you the more broad parameters of a Kiyus Vest. But since, at least in this Siman, we've been trying to go more or less in order, Al Pi Shulchan Aruch, so we're going to start with this Din and the Rama first, and then we'll get to the Mechaber's probably next time. Okay. So the Ramban writes as follows in his halachas, Perek Hey, Halacha Kaf Aleph, put up on the screen. Okay. The Ramban writes as follows. La'olam choshesh lebeis choshoshes halalu levesta chodesh ula haflaga. So a woman has anytime a woman is seeing them, she's by definition, even if it's in the realm of vesta ena kavua, going to have a vesta chodesh ena kavua, meaning whatever the day of the last month was where she saw Adam, and she'll have a haflaga shein kavu, whatever the last interval was. So a woman always needs to consider the most recent vest hachodesh as a vest shein kavua, and the most recent vest haflaga as a vest shein kavua, ad sheyikbala echa mehen gimel pam kedino, until such time as one of these is established as a vest kavua. Fine. Ketzad. Rasa be'echa b'nisan. So a woman sees Dam on Aleph Nisan. Uba Kafba. And then she sees Dam on Kaf Nisan. So Choshashes la'Aleph be'Iyar, Nimnei Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So since she saw Dam on Aleph Nisan, that created a Vest HaChodesh of Aleph, and therefore she has to be Choshesh on Aleph Iyar. Okay. The Imlo Rasa, if she does not see Dam on Aleph Iyar, Choshashes l'tisha bo, l'shiyar afloga shel kaf. She still has to be Choshashes on Tes Iyar, because Tes Iyar is a 20-day interval since Kaf Nisan, which was a 20-day interval since Aleph Nisan. So she created a hafloga sheino kavua between Aleph Nisan and Kaf Nisan, and then she has to be Choshesh for the next 20-day interval, which would be on Tes Iyar. Fine. So she's being Choshesh for the most recent Vest HaChodesh and the most recent Vest HaFlaga. Rasa B'Tespo. So if she saw Dam on Tes Iyar, O Lo Rasa Bo. Or if she didn't see Dam on Tes Iyar, Choshesh Es L'Kaf B'Iyar. She has to be concerned about Kaf Iyar. Shama B'Mea Chodesh Tikba Vest. Because maybe that would be a Vest HaChodesh. Share Rasa B'Kaf B'Nisan. So since she saw Dam on Kaf Nisan, she has to be Choshashes for Kaf Iyar, because that's also the day of the Vest HaChodesh. So if she saw Dam, even if she saw Dam on Tes Iyar, she still has to be Choshashes for Kaf Iyar, because that was the Vest HaChodesh of the last month. The Kachi Choshashes L'Shneyam, Adche Tikba Vest HaFloga B'Dalad Rios, of Vest HaChodesh B'Gimel. So she has to continue being Choshesh for these Vest Shein Kavuas until she establishes a Vest HaChodesh Kavua with three instances, or a Vest HaFloga Kavua with four instances. Or if you're Oker, one of those Vestas. Okay. So that is the Ramban. which the Beis Yosef quotes here in Simen Kuf Pei Tes. So the Beis Yosef asks the following question on this Ramban. Actually, I think we have to, put it back up on the screen to just focus. Okay. So the Beis Yosef says as follows. In the case where the woman saw dam on Aleph Iyar, so then in the Ramban, you're not choshesh for Tes Iyar. Right? The Ramban said, Im lo ra, so if she didn't see dam on Aleph Iyar, choshesh esetishabo, l'shira flaga shel kaf. If she didn't see dam on Aleph Iyar, then she's kosheshes on Tes Iyar because that's a 20-day interval since the Kaf Iyar Re'iyah. But if she did see dam on Aleph Iyar, so it sounds like in the Ramban, she would not be kosheshes for Tes Iyar. So says the Beis Yosef, why is that the case? Why shouldn't we be kosheshes that there's a still a vest for that 20-day haflaga, meaning she saw a dam on Aleph Nisan. She saw a dam on Kaf Nisan. That created a 20-day haflaga, right? Now she sees dam on Aleph Iyar. Okay, so Aleph Iyar was maybe predictable because that's the yom of the Vest HaChodesh where she was expecting to see. But why aren't we still concerned about the last haflaga? The last haflaga of 20 days. So you see, by the way, that in asking that question, the Beis Yosef assumes that a shorter haflaga is not automatically ochre, a longer haflaga. You had a 20-day haflaga, but now you see dam and aleph iyar, so that's a 10-day haflaga. So the fact that Beis Yosef is asking this question means he's assuming that 10-day haflaga is not ochre, the 20-day haflaga. Okay, we'll come back to that. But the Beis Yosef kasha is, why are we not concerned for Tes Iyar if she saw dam and aleph Iyar as a 20-day haflaga since Kaf Nisan? Okay, so the Beis Yosef answers that since her first Riyah is on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and her second Riyah now is on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so that indicates to us that the main Re'iyah in the month was the Aleph Re'iyah, meaning normally a woman wouldn't expect to have multiple Re'iyahs. To see three times within 30 days is not the norm. And the normal expectation would be that a woman sees once a month around. So if a woman saw an Aleph and then on Kaf and then on the next Aleph, so that's an indication that the real Ikar Re'iyahs are the Aleph Re'iyahs. And the Kaf Re'iyah was Damim Nosafim. That was something extra, but it wasn't really a primary Re'iyah. And we don't have to be concerned for that Aflaga because the pattern of the two Re'iyahs on Aleph minimizes the significance of that Kaf Re'iyah. And we're not even concerned about that Aflaga. Okay, that's what the Beis Yosef says to explain why, according to the Ramban, if she saw an Aleph Nisan, and she saw a Kaf Nisan, and she saw an Aleph Iyar, she does not have to be Choshesh for Tes Nisan. We're not concerned about that 20-day Haflaka. Okay. The Darkei Moshe in Sifkat and Aleph Asterisk asks on the Beis Yosef the following. He says, no, that even if the woman saw dam and aleph iyar, again, she saw an aleph nisan, kaf nisan, and aleph iyar, so you still would have to be concerned that she might see dam on tes iyar because of her 20-day haflaga. meaning that a haflaga kitsara, a shorter haflaga, can't be oker a longer haflaga, even if it's eino kavua. So once she had the original 20-day haflaga, so we have to be concerned about the 20-day haflaga going forward, even if she saw a dam in the interim. So she would still have to be choshesh for tes er because of the kaf nisan re'ia, even if she saw dam on aleph er as well. The Ramban didn't say that. The Ramban just says imrasa on aleph er, implying that if she didn't see dam on aleph er, she would not be concerned about tes er. So says the Rama, that's a rabusa kamar. That the Ramban is just telling you that scenario to tell you an added chiddush. As the footnote in the Machon Yerushalayim, the Talmud Dvara Torah says, that you might have thought that in that case, if she doesn't see Dam on Aleph Iyar, and she saw Dam on Aleph Nisan and Kaf Nisan, and then she saw Dam again on Tes ER at another 20-day interval. So you might have thought in that case, you don't have to be choshesh for kaf ER anymore because there the aflaga knocks off the significance of the Yom HaChodesh. Okay, whatever that the reason may be, the Rama says that the Ramban is lapdafka. The fact that the Ramban tells you the din in the case of a rasa and aleph doesn't mean that, the fact that the Ramban tells you the din by low rasa doesn't mean that it's not true by Rasa as well. So that's what the Rama says, that you have to read the Ramban is a little bit labdafka. Whether or not she sees Dam and Aleph Iyar, she always has to be Choshesh for Tes Iyar because of the Haflaga between Aleph Nisan and Kaf Nisan that is a Nekar, even if she sees Dam on Aleph Iyar. Okay. Anyone still with me? Good.
Still with you.
Okay. And we're not with me? You're all muted anyway. Fine.
Still here.
So okay, good, Yossi. So that's the dark emotion. So now the Rama here reflects his understanding of the Ramban and dark emotion. Let's read the Rama together. Ha'isha Sherasa Choshesh Eslevesta Chodesh Ulaflaga. Ad shetikba vesta chodesh begimel pa'amim, o vesta flaga bedalet pa'amim, o sheta akir achas mehen. Ketzad, rasa v'echa b'nisan v'kafbo, choshashes echa b'iyar, mimnei rosh chodesh nisan, rasa v'echa b'iyar, o lo rasa bo. So that's the Ramah's emendation to the Ramban, that it's both, whether or not she's on rosh chodesh iyar, choshashes a test b'iyar, Shehu Yom Kaf Miri'iyas Yom Kaf Shirasa. Then Rasa B'tes B'iyar La Rasa Choshashes Esrim B'iyar Shema Kavala Vest L'Chodesh Sharei Rasa Esrim L'Chodesh Nisan B'cheini Choshashes La'olam Ad Shetikba Vest Echa Kidino Dazena Choshashes L'Sheini Shela Nikba Oh Ad She'echa Me'anekar Azena Choshashes La'afi Shela Nikba Sheini. Fine. So that's the Rama reflecting his emendation of the Ramban. Okay. The Taz here in Sif Katan Yud Ches endorses this reading of the Rama Lahalacha. So I'm just picking up from the middle after the Akan Lashono, which in my printing of the Shulchan Aruch is about 15 lines down. The Chayni Orli Iker V'Yafi Yikan Rama Rasa La Rasa. The Rama is correct, and the emendation that he made on the Ramban is correct. Delo Matzinu B'Shul Makom D'Ri'iyah Sharoa B'Shino Isman Ta'akir HaChashash Shahaya La'Tchila Kol Zman She'en La'Hashino Yikviyas Kedin Shala B'Gemel Pamim O B'Dalid Pa'amim. So the fact that she saw a dam on Aleph Iyar is no consequence to being oker the previous haflaga, even if it was Eino kavua. The two the atu and tira gam rosh chodesh iyar v'tespo the kav chespo gam kein lo tikba vest liaflagas esrim yes esrim in nisan the vada shikava vest kevin sheish gemel aflagas shavos leichba slam and masharas a gam rosh chodesh iyar. So he says it's definitely the case that let's say you have three aflagos that would create a vest kavua. You could create a vest kavua laflagos even if there's a intermittent or intervening ri'ah as well. The fact that you have an extra ri'ah doesn't compromise your ability to create a vest aflaga, even that's kavua. I'm skipping a bit. He quotes the Bach, his father-in-law. Marichami zal hiflig lachlo gamal arama the amr shetas gamerhu v'rasa rosh chodesh ir lachish tetespo midav sika ri'as rosh chodesh ir bintayim. And the Taz says, nope, and the Umber Kvod Chachamim Yichalu, with all due respect, while Dvarav Elohim Kishkagel of Ne'ashalit, V'Adarabba says it's not true. So he concludes the Davar Bari, the Moshe Emes, the Tarasso Emes, Dvarav Kana, Lacher Vachas, Bisrael, the Gam Barasa, Rosh Kodesh Iyar, Havakala Rasa, Lakol, HaChashasha. So the Taz says that the Ramah is correct, Lahalacha, and a vest kitzara cannot be oker a vest aruka, so that 20-day aflaga is still of concern, even if she subsequently saw dan at a 10-day interval. And the Shach argues, as we saw did the Bach, says the Shach, Sifkatan Lamed Aleph, he quotes the Beis Hillel, he quotes the Ramah. He says the MS nira ikker deim rasa be'echa be'iyar einos v'chalachos shetespo shevstika b'riyasa b'intayim ve'ein kana flagas esrim yom ela flagas yudbez yom. That if she saw in Kaf Nisan, so now the only aflaga of record is a 12-day aflaga between Kaf Nisan and Aleph Iyar. So all she has now is aflagas yudbez yom, the shin saflaga yudbez. And now she only has to be Choshesheth for 12 days from Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Fine. The Shach says, no, the Ramah is incorrect. A vest Kitzara can be Oker a vesta. Kitzara can be Oker Vesta Ruka. And here, even though she previously saw a 20-day interval, now that she saw a 12-day interval, the only interval of record is the new 12-day interval. Okay. So the Shach's position here is relevant to two different variations on the same theme. Okay. So number one, the main point of disagreement between the Shach and the Taz is whether you're Bechlal Choshesh for the previous Aflaga Aruka. So in the case where she saw the Aleph Nisan and Kaf Nisan, and now she sees on Aleph Iyar, according to the Taz, according to the Ramah, she still has to be Choshesh for the Aflaga of 20 days. And according to the Shach, she does not. She only needs to be a Choshesh for the new Aflaga of 12 days. Because according to the Shach, a vest, a flaga kitzara, can totally uproot a haflaga gedola, so that we're not ruka, so we're not concerned about the haflaga ruka anymore at all. That seems to be the position of Ramosha Lemaisa in Yeridea Chelak Aleph Simen Kuf Kaf Beis. And the Chazon Ish writes in Sfara that appeared appears, before you work things out, that appears to be the default, most logical position. However, the Chazon Ish points out that there's a Ravid, and the way he presents the Ravid is that a Aflaga Kitzara is not Okaris Aflaga Aruka, which is the position of the Rama and the Taz that we just saw. What is this Ravid? So the Ravid in Shar Havestos Simon, Shar Havestos Simon Gimel in the Rabbi Buchwald edition, it's Os Kaf Aleph. Just happened here. There we go. Okay. So the Ravid writes as follows. The O Tavin Viteda. Ki Haisha Shekavala Vest Bahaflaga. Kigon may esim la esim v'chayosiba. So a woman has a haflag of 20 days. V'shin sapam achas la esim v'chamisha. And now, so he's talking about a case where a woman had a vest kavua, a vest haflag of kavua. So she saw 20-day intervals long enough to create a vest kavua. And now she sees at a 25-day interval. Hare amarnu. So going forward, she still chosheshes for the 20-day interval, which was her ves kavua, and she is chosheshes for a 25-day interval. Ukishehimona liyom esrim, and when she counts the 20-day interval, may esrim v'chamisha sheshin sabo ata himona. She's going to have to count from the 25th day since the previous Riyah, meaning a woman saw at 20-day intervals consistently, and then most recently she saw at a 25-day interval. So she hasn't been oker the 20-day interval because that was a vest kavua. So now she's going to count another 20 days from this 25th day. And she's going to count 25 days from this 25th day. The imlo rasa biyom esrim. So she's now going to count 20 days from this 25th day. And if she doesn't see dam on that 20th day, mishameshes arbas yomim v'choshashes esrim v'chamisha. So she still is going to be concerned about day 25. She's going to be concerned about day 25 as well. So she has to count 20 days for the last Riyah, and then an additional 5 days to get her to 25 from the last Riyah. Whatever haflaga she's going to be counting is a haflaga from the last ri'iyah that she sees. Okay, so what do we have over here? We had a woman who has a vest kavua of 20 days, a flagos of 20 days. And now she sees at a 25-day interval. So she counts another 20 days. And if she doesn't see dam on that day 20, she now has to continue to count up until day 25. So here you have a vest aruka of 25 relative to the vest kitsara of 20, which in his case happens to be a vest kavua. Just 1 second. Okay, here. I'm sorry. We'll see in a minute. This is where we're going. That there's a difference between the Ravid in Madur Kama, Madur Basra, and I was just reading Madur Basra, but I thought it was reading Madur Kama, which is sorry. I was reading Madur Kama. I thought it was reading Madur Basra. No, sorry. I was reading Madur Basra. I thought it was reading Madur Kama, which is what threw me off. So what I believe the Chazon Ish was quoting was not the way I just read it to you. So there's another line in the Madur Kama, which Rabbi Buchwald has over here, that reads as follows. Kishihi chosheshes od lekaf hei. So when this woman, so the story was that a woman had haflagos of 20 days. So she had a vest kavua of haflaga for 20 days. Then she sees a 25-day haflaga. So now the rabbi says she has to be choshesh to both the previous 20 haflaga and for the new 25 haflaga, and both of those she counts from the last riya. Okay, but in the Madur Kama, the rabbi adds the following line right before the number 7 and what you have in the screen in front of you. So there, the line of Madur Kama reads as follows. Ukishihi chosheshes od lekafei. So when she's chosheshes for that most recent 25-day aflaga, imrasa biyom kaf shechasheshabo, if she actually sees dam on day 20, harehi mona kafei yom miyom kaf ve'elach. So she still has to count another 25 days from that yom hariyah. So a woman had a vest of a flog of 20 days. And now she sees a 25-day haflaga. So she has to be choshesh for 20 days and for 25 days. And even if she sees dam on the next 20-day interval, which is consistent with her vest kavua of haflagas kaf, she still has to be choshesh for a 25-day interval going further. Meaning to say that a haflaga kitsara is not a karas haflaga ruka, even though it's only a vest she'enu kavu 25 days that she just established. But the fact that she has a re after 20 days isn't oker the 25-day haflaga she'enu kavua that the woman must still be chashashes for. So that's the Chazon Ish had the Bali Nefesh Madur Kama. That's what the Chazon Ish quotes, that this Ravid, as such, with that extra line, is like the Ramah and the Taz, that a haflaga aruka is not nekar ayidei haflaga kitsara, and this woman needs to continue to be choshesh for her 25-day haflaga. Yasha.
So just understanding the Ravid, however, is only saying, he's only saying like the Ramah and the Taz when the Haflaga Katsara is from a Vesas Kavua and the Aruka is like that's the new occurrence. That's a Vesas She'eino Kavua. Is that correct?
Well, the case that he's talking about is where the aruka is an eino kavua. But that means to say that even if it's an aruka, even if it's a eino kavua, we still are only, sorry, even if it's an eino kavua, it's still not nekar ayidei haflaga kitsara.
So even if they're both vesto she'eino kavua, he would still say that you have to keep both the 20 and 25th days.
Right, that's what would emerge from the Ravid in Madur Kama.
From Madur Kama, okay. And also, just to understand something I don't understand in the Ramah and the Taz in general is,
yep.
How much of I'm assuming that there's no difference in length that would be an exception to the rule. Meaning, if a woman were to have, you know, a very normal case where she has a vesta she'eino kavua of 30 days, and then the following month she has the interval is 29 days, then for the following month, it sounds like then because the by virtue of the fact that happens to be her cycle was one day less during the second month, for the following month, she would have to be Hoshashas for both the both an aflug of 29 and 30. Is that correct?
And then if the next month it was 28, then 28 as well.
Then it would be all three?
Possibly. We'll get to that when we talk about the base mayor, which okay. is, but potentially, yes. According, we'll see the point of the difference between the base mayor and the Taz. That definitely is true according to the base mayor.
Okay.
Okay, so again, so the Raivin Madura Kama, with that added line, says that a vest aruka is not nekar ayadei a vest kitsara. A flag aruka is not nekar ayadei a flag a kitsara. But the Rabbi Buchwal points out over here, and we were a little bit ahead of ourselves, that the Raivin Madura Basra, which is what they printed in the Bar Ilan that I cut and pasted from, the Ravid in Madura Basra took out that line. So that was what confused me when he started reading it, that we were missing that line, that if you take that line out, so then there's no such position in the Ravid. The Ravid is only talking about a case where you had a Ves Kavua of Kaf, and then you have a Ves Shena Kavua of Kafe, so you have to be Choshish for that Ves Shena Kavua of Kafe for the next single cycle. But that's the extent of it. So according, if you leave that line out, then the Ravid is not taking a stance on this question of a vest kitsara being ochre vest, a vest aruka, she'en okavua. And Rabbi Buchel points out that this is consistent with other comments of the Ravid in the Madura Basra, that we're never concerned about a vest aflaga, she'ena kavua, more than for one, more than for one cycle. And Rabbi Willig points out in his piece on this in the Amor Mordechai Simon Kav Dalid Ozayin, based on the Sidri Torah and the Beis Meir, that from the Gemara in Samach Dalim et al, if you see that a vest she'ena kavua is nekar after one time, without qualification. Now it is true, he says, that the Gemara there is only talking about a Vesta Chodesh. So the Ravid of Madura Kama could distinguish between a Vesta Chodesh and a Vesta Flaga. But if you want to read the Gemara more broadly, so then you would say that a Vest Shena Kavua is always Nakar after one point where you don't see Dam anymore at the expected Haflaga. And that could be true for Haflaga, not only a vest achodesh. Okay. But coming back to the Shach, so again, the Ravid, the Kavanish quotes the Ravid, Madura Kama, which was what he had, that is like the Tasna Rama, and the Nakuda of the vest Kisara not being okay, vest Aruka, but the Madura Basra, the Ravid, is not that way. Okay. The Shach also is relevant to this second question, which is, where do you count haflagas from? So the Shach assumes that you only the Shach assumes that you're never choshesh for the haflaga aruka, and therefore the only calculation you have to make is whatever the last aflaga was, even if it was a aflaga kitsara that post dated a previous aflaga ruka. So the only aflaga you have to be concerned about is the most recent one, and you count that from the last yom hariya. But as we saw in the Raiv Madura Kama, the Raiv Madura Kama says that rechoshesh both for the aruka and the kitsara, and you count both of those from the last Yom HaRi'iyah, meaning in that case of 2020-2025, you count both 20 and 25 from the last 25. And that is the position of the Alter Rebbe and the Beis Meir. That if you see, let's say in our case of Aleph Nisan, Kaf Nisan, the Ramban's case, Aleph Nisan, Kaf Nisan, and Aleph Iyar, So then you have to be choshesh for both. You have to be choshesh for kaf er, because you count the aflag of 20 from the last yom hari'iyah. But according to the Taz, according to the way we read the Ramban, we'll see the Shulchan Aruch Rav Beis Meir read the Ramban differently. But we just read the Ramban, if a woman sees an Aleph Nisan and on Kaf Nisan and on Aleph Iyar, so now she is going to be Choshesh for the Aflaga of 20 days on Tes Iyar. According to the Beis Meir, we'll see, the Alter Rebbe, you have to count those 20 days from the last Yom Ri'iyah, which is Aleph Iyar. Let's see part of this in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav inside. Okay, so he writes, this is Sifkat and Mem Gimel in Ar Simen. Okay. I'm in the, after the parentheses here. Vihine. Betur, b'shem Ramban, Kasav, the imlo rasa ba'alef bi'ir, choshesh es atespo, mashma dim rasa bo, eino choshesh es atespo. So the Ramban, the way we quoted it to begin with, was that if she doesn't see an aleph, she's choshesh as a test. If she does see, she's not. That's how the Beis Ozi read it. Ela deramav bedarkei Moshe nidchak lefarish derabusa kamashmalan. The afshin akar vesachori tzricha lachish levesav laga shel kaf. And the Bach and the Shach argue. Ube emes, says the Alter Rebbe, Das Ramban Bilchosa Parake Paragvav Shalokadir Vizer Lokadir Vizer. They're both wrong, both the Shach and the Taz. El de Imra Saba Aleph Bi'ir Eino Choshesh as Litespo. If she sees an Aleph, she's not Choshesh as for Tess, because that's a flaga from the previous Kaf. El a Kafbo. Ki Av Shalonekar Vest Haflagas Kaf. The Mashik Dima Liros. So we don't knock off the concern of aflaga. But you only start counting 20 from the last Tria. Because why does it make sense to count an interval of 20 days from the previous Tria? The Hilka Choshesh Esakaf Be'er Afim Einbo Mishum Choshesh Rasa Chodesh De Nisan Kigon De Nisan Rasa. The days bo b'kaf aleph bo, so even if it's out of yom hachodesh, it's still hafaga. The gam svichi lachosh the yabez bo, but you also have to be choshesh for the most recent hafaga of 12. Hol b'shin saflagas li yabez yamim mikaf b'nisan la aleph b'ir b'shema tikba laves saflagas yabez yamim ubimei rama ubach kutaf v'shach lo bo adayin l'chazil ramban v'defus medina selu. Lachen Kasvu, Masha Kasvu, quoting from the Crazy Oplasi, that had the Gedolei HaAchronim had access to the printed Ramban, they wouldn't have written what they wrote. So to be honest, I didn't have time to look at the crazy placey that the Alter Rebbe quotes. So I'm not sure what reference he's making in the Ramban. I mean, the Ramban that we started this year with seemed mefurish the way the Beis Yosef and the Taz read it. So I'm not sure what his reference is to the Ramban saying otherwise. We could try to look that up for next time. So that's the position of the Alter Rebbe, that you have to be a vest aruka is not oker a vest aruka. And when you calculate vesto, so if you need to be conscious of both a vest aruka and a vest ketsara, you begin the count again at the last re'iyah, whenever the last re'iyah is. And then according to, as Usher was getting out a little while ago, what emerges according to the Alter Rebbe and the Beis Meir here is that you could have multiple haflagos that you have to be choshish for at the same time. A woman sees dam at a 30-day interval, all ein kavua. A woman sees dam at a 30-day interval, and then at a 29-day interval, and a 28-day interval, and a 27-day interval. So the 27 was an oker the 28, and the 28 was an oker the 29, and the 29 was an oker the 30. So then you'd have to be choshesh for the next month for haflag with both the 26, 27, or 27, 28, 29, 30, whatever those numbers were. So Rav Osner writes, Tshuva Shevet Levi Chelek Hei Simen Kuf Zayin, Chelek Hei Simen Kuf Zayin, that as far as the Machlokas, they said the following, that it's kedai lachush for the Beis Meir and the Alter Rebbe, that a vest ketsara is not oker a vest aruka, and you'd have to be choshesh from the re'iyah achrona. Even though he says, according to that, it would come out that you would have to be concerned about every vest aruka that you might have had, even after many years. Because if you keep on restarting the clock for every vest aruka, so then you have to be choshesh a long time down the road for all your history of vestos arukos. And he says, it doesn't seem like that's really a concern people had. He says, maybe you could say the following pshara, or the following carve-out, that if a woman, if you had a vest aruka, and then you created a vest haflaga kavua, that might be a different cheshbon. But even if you don't have a vest haflaga kavua, but there were three times that you saw at a flagos shorter than that vest aruka. So maybe in that case, you don't have to be machmir for the Beis Meir anymore. And then you can be comfortable pasketing like the shach. So let's say a woman has a 30-day aflaga, and then she has a 29-day aflaga, 28-day aflaga, and a 27-day aflaga. So the common denominator between 29, 28, and 27, even though there's no kaflaga kavua that's established, is that they're all less than 30. So maybe if you are able to establish a kvias l'inyan zeh, that you're not roa 30 days, that all those aflagos, you have three aflagos less than 30, then maybe you wouldn't have to be choshish for 30 anymore. You still have to be choshish for 29, unless then you had three aflagos less than 29, and then you can stop being choshish for 29. So he leaves that as a tzarachin, whether that's true ladina, but he raises that suggestion. Rabbi Willig references in his piece that Rabbi Wallhandler says the same thing in the Gufe Halachos. But I saw Rabbi Morgenstern does not assume that way. Rabbi Morgenstern assumes that even if you have multiple haflagos katsaros of different lengths, of different intervals, that wouldn't be oker the vest, the haflaga ruka, as per the base mayor. Now, Rabbi Morgenstern does acknowledge in page 74, according from Rabbi Yoshev, that it's not clear for how long you need to be choshesh for the base mayor's haflaga ruka. He says he doesn't think more than half a year. That you don't have to be concerned about haflag aruka if you haven't encountered such a flag in the last half a year. And Rabbi Karb quotes from Rabbi Yashiv 1 year. The two versions of what Rabbi Yashiv said, half a year or a year. Rabbi Karb is Mishmara Satara Perek Zion, footnote 53. And Rabbi Morgenstern also says that after childbirth, you don't have to be concerned about a flag aruka from before. Because just as we're not choshesh, even if you are choshesh for a ves kavua from beforehand, which lemaisa there's what to be mekel about, but this is only a chum of the base mayor, so you can be mekel after childbirth not to revert to the haflagos arukos beforehand. If you assume like Rabbi Morgenstern's version of Rav Yashiv, anyway, he says you're not concerned more than half a year. And pregnancy generally takes more than half a year. Deborah Senior says something similar as well. Ber Moshe Chelik Vav Simen Kuf Membeis, Chelik Vav Simen Kuf Membeis. That let's say you have a woman who's now pregnant. So do you have to be choshish for the onus based mayor for a woman who's pregnant for a haflag aruka from before pregnancy? So even though we're machmir on a muberes until she's hooker ubram is like a stamim, but the inyan said the Deborah Senior says you can be makel even within 3 months of a muberes. Rav Osner has another kula that you could be makel on the onas beis meir within shana rishona. Rav Yashiv is quoted as saying that no, even during Shana Rishona, you should be Machmir. And Rabbi Karb quotes that in Galicia, the minhag was to be megal across the board about the base mayor Ona. So Lemaisa, most poskim are Machmir for against the Shach, and like the base mayor to be Choshesh for Haflaga Aruka, even in the face of a intervening Haflaga Kitsara. And to count all the haflagos from the later Re'iya. Rabbi Willig used to be of this opinion also. And then in later years, he changed his mind to be more in line with the Shach, not to be concerned about the onus beis meir at all. That's a little bit reflected in his piece in the Amorcha, though he doesn't spell it out in print as clearly, but his position on that evolved. But again, most folks can assume that at least lechachila you should be choshesh for the base mayor, and a little bit of gray area how long you have to be choshesh for such a vest aruka. Okay, so next time we'll go on to the simon sifya dalid inviter. I'll try to send out some additional marmakomos as well. Okay, so we'll pick up Mirz Hashem next Monday.